Yesterday I got a book in the mail that told a story, and I thought it was interesting and raised an interesting question, and so I decided this morning to share it with you. It was a story about the devil going fishing, and I've entitled the message, What Satan Catches When He Uses No Bait. Most of you know that I don't know a great deal about fishing. Actually, what I know wouldn't even fill a half a page of a book on the subject. Of course, I do know that you fish in water. I do know you do not go fishing in bathtub water. I do know what a fish looks like. I've only gone fishing once in my 52 years of living on this earth. That one time was enough for me. I don't think I caught anything. I don't have a lot of patience. I think you have to have a lot of patience to go fishing and sit in one spot for about 8 hours and just catch nothing. So I gave up on fishing. But I've always been attracted to all the fancy baits that people use to catch all these fish. I had an uncle that was a fisherman and a half. I don't know what that really means, but anyway, we would go down and visit sometimes his house, and he was always talking about the fish he caught, and he would open up his tackle box, and I never saw so many lures and so many fancy-colored, bright, shiny objects in my life. I don't know whether the fish found them to be attractive, but I did. As a boy, I used to be fascinated by all those little things, and he'd say, now watch out, son. They've all got hooks under them. You don't see them, but there's hooks there, so don't stick them in your finger. Of course, there was always a plastic worm if you didn't like something pretty and fancy. I also know this, that you just don't throw a line in the water. A line will float. Just a piece of string. I also know that if you want to catch a fish, you have to at least put a hook on the line. Now, I told you about all I know about fishing. That's about it. And I know that anyone that knows how to do it always puts hook and bait on their line. And only the unlearned, inexperienced would just throw a hook and line in the water and expect to ever catch a fish. Now, maybe some of you go fishing and say, well, it can be done, preacher. You just throw that hook in there and pull out the fish. I've never seen that. Maybe it can be done, but for my sermon this morning, let's just say that's not the way it's done. A fish would have to be mighty hungry or mighty stupid just to jump up and grab a hook that you throw in the water. Now, the story is told that Satan tried his hand at fishing. And of course, he is an expert at it. He knows exactly what bait should be used to attract all kinds of fish. Now, in this instance, of course, the fish happens to be mankind. Jesus, you know, when he called his disciples, he said to them, come, follow me, and I will make you what? Fishers of men. And many of those that he called to be his disciples had fishing as their trade. So, in the Bible, we are compared to fish. And our first introduction to Satan's existence in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we find him fishing for men. First time you meet him, he's fishing. All right? Of course, at that time, there's only one pond. And in that pond, you will only find two fish, one male and one female. And one is named Adam Fish and one is named Eve Fish. Now, back to our story, though, of Satan trying his hand at fishing. I'll come back to Adam and Eve Fish in a minute. You say, what kind of bait does he put on his hook? Well, he found that by baiting his hook with bottles of wine, he caught himself a batch of what? Drunkards. Still drowsy. He found that by baiting his hook with pictures of passion, he caught himself a batch of adulterers. Depends on what you bait it with. David got hooked by that bait. He found that by baiting his hook with wheels of fortune, he catches himself a batch of gamblers. He found that by baiting his hook with trinkets and treasures, he caught himself a batch of thieves. He found that baiting his hook with bags of gold, that he caught all sorts of fish in this net, or on this line. He caught a batch of snobs. He caught himself a batch of misers, and also a number of fish that were quite greedy. Now, we can continue this morning by explaining to you how he baits his hook, but I think you get the general idea how it works. And then the kind of fish that is attracted and caught with this kind of bait. But there came a day when the devil ran out of bait, and all he had left was the line and the hook, so the story goes. Now, he never had tried that before. And he didn't put a great deal of hope that unless you put bait on the hook, you'd catch anything. But he said, well, it doesn't make any difference. I think I'll try just throwing in the hook. Because man is really a strange kind of fish, and he'll do some dumb things sometimes. Now, I've heard of folks saying, you know, fish stories, that the fish jump out of the water and jump in the boat, they're so eager to be caught. That's a fish story. And Satan says, well, when you're fishing for people, you might find some dumb enough to do that. So why not just try throwing in the line and throwing in the hook and just see if I can catch anything among men? Somebody might do the unexpected, and I'd like to know what kind of folks I can catch with offering them absolutely nothing. Now follow me. What kind of folks can I get involved in sin and I don't have to offer them anything? You know, that'd be pretty good to go out fishing and you don't have to offer them any bait, no line, no pole, no effort. They just come and jump in the boat. Now that'd be a pretty good way to fish, wouldn't it? Because normally I think you have to bait, really, the hook to get any kind of results at all. Or to put it another way, Satan has to provide some kind of temptation if he's going to get us to yield. He's got to offer me something. I mean, if Satan come up and say, well, I'm going to offer you nothing, now sin. Yeah, hey, wait a minute. You got to give me something, Betty. You got to entice me with some kind of bait. We sing a song, yield not to temptation, but a baitless hook. Oh, come on. At least throw me out of temptation. At least get me excited. At least offer me something appealing. I mean, stir up some kind of want in me. Dangle some kind of lure in front of me. Give me some kind of craving. Offer me some kind of benefit. I mean, come on. Give me something. Now, I want to tell you, Satan usually baits his hooks. I don't disagree with this. I think if you're going to get folks to sin, you got to offer them something. Just say nothing, and you're not going to get many people even to sin. Had Adam and Eve just been tempted with the temptation, well, now, Adam and Eve, why don't you sin and die? They wouldn't have done that. What's the point? Give me a reason, you see. In other words, when you put that little bait and then that lure in the water, you're trying to give the fish a reason to get hungry. Trying to give the fish a reason to bite the hook. Now, there are four basic reasons that the Bible says man will do something. I mean, you got to motivate man to do almost anything. And if you give him the right motivation, you can pretty well manipulate his life. But you have to offer him four things, or at least one of four. And these four, or all of them, cause us to do everything we do. All right? So there are four basic varieties of bait that are used by the devil, and by the way, by God too, to get us to do something. To get us to move. To get us to bite. To get us on the hook. All right? First of all, there is the personal pleasure bait. And you come to somebody and say, do this. And they say, why? And you say, well, it'll be fun. You'll enjoy it. It brings happiness. It causes pleasure. And so there are a lot of folks, you see, that are on a pleasure bend. The sports arena is filled because somebody is told, if you go there, you'll enjoy the game. You'll get excited. You'll find it's fun, either to play or to watch. And so there is that bait of pleasure. Now, you said, we're going to all go to the stadium. We're going to sit and look at an empty field. Say, hey, man, I'm not going to go. That's all you're going to do. So, first of all, there is the bait of pleasure. Second, there is the bait of personal fame. It'll make me famous. It'll make me popular. It'll give me a name. It'll put me in who's who. And you talk to somebody, I'm a somebody, you see. This will make you somebody. And we buy a lot of products because some movie star implies that if you use this cold cream, it'll make you beautiful. And it'll make you famous. It'll make you like me. It'll give you notoriety. It'll give you fame. And so there is that bait. And a lot of peer pressure is using this bait to get people hooked. If you want to be in our crowd, you're going to have to do this. Well, I want to be popular. That's the bait. Now, that's the second. First is pleasure. And second is popularity or fame. Make a name for yourself. A lot of folks don't care much about money as long as they can get a sign on the door that says, Executive Vice President. Oh, they'll do anything. They'll take any bait. as long as they can get that promotion, as long as they can get that prestige, as long as they can get that honor and that title for their name. A lot of folks go to college just to get that PhD because they like that PhD. That means I am the expert, okay? So that's the second bait that a lot of people face in temptation. It'll make you popular. Number three, personal power bait. Control of other people. I think sometimes folks get married, either man or woman, so they get under control or get in control. A lot of folks like to get in a job where they can have a position of authority and they can have the power. And so there is the bait of power. A lot of folks get into politics because of the power involved. Some folks are enticed by this bait. They want to just be the boss. They want to run things. All right? Then there's, last of all, the personal gain bait. Benefit. Monetary, money, valuables, land, promotion. It can even be benefit. So you have four basic baits that Satan uses to get us involved in all kinds of forbidden activities in our Christian life, and to get unsaved people also involved in sin. And Satan takes the viewpoint, it's best if you offer a person some kind of wages for sin, some kind of benefit for their sin. Make it worth their while, and they'll do it. Now, Satan knows what tackle in his box is best to use. He has a large variety, but all varieties can be summarized into these four basic categories. Look at 2 Corinthians 2:11. 2 Corinthians 2:11. He says, "Do not let Satan get the advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his bait." Now you say, my Bible doesn't say bait. My Bible says devices. Mine does too. But I'm just substituting another word that would fit appropriately in place of the word devices. We are not ignorant of his bait. A lot of us are, I'm afraid. But he says we are not to be ignorant of his devices, his techniques. Look, if you will, at Ephesians 6:11. Ephesians 6:11. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the bait of the devil." You see, my Bible doesn't say bait. It says wiles of the devil. You're right. That's what mine says too. But you see, devices and wiles would be the same thing with the word bait. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Satan first tried his hand at fishing in the Garden of Eden. He only had two possible fish to catch. And so he had a variety of bait that he could use to catch those fish. He could try pleasure. He could try fame. He could try power. Or he could try benefit. Now, you normally don't foot four different kinds of bait to catch one kind of fish. It doesn't work that way. You don't need all that much. You overkill, you see. You know, don't make it too overloaded. And so he had to pick between one of those four different kinds of bait to dangle in the front of Eve's face. Which one to use? I think he used the personal gain bait. The personal gain bait. I want you to have something you don't have. I want you to have something God will never give you. I want you to have something that you need. And then he sort of dangles in the pleasure and the fame angle. I want you to have something that'll bring you some pleasure. But more than that, I want you to have something that'll bring you, make you famous, bring you some benefits. Look at Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 1-6. And this is a story of Satan going fishing. "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman," now he's starting to fish, you see, "Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but only of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you will not die." In other words, there is no hook hidden beneath my bait. No hook beneath my bait. "For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman," now notice, she took the bait. She saw that the tree was good for food. She's looking at the bait. She's overlooking the hook. Of course, the devil said there wasn't any hook there. That's always a hook. You don't go fishing with bait and no hook. You know, that's dumb. You know, all right. "Now, and it was pleasant to the eye and the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof." In other words, she bit the bait, but she got hooked. All right. and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, what was she going to gain? Satan told her, now, you're going to gain something. That was his bait. That's one of the four, personal gain. What is she going to gain? What was he offering her? What was the shiny object? What was the lure? Now, you may not be able to recognize it right off, but I'll tell you what I think it was. It was freedom. It was freedom. Freedom from what? That's what she was going to gain. Freedom from God's control. Freedom from God's authority. Freedom from God's rule. Freedom from God's one restriction. In other words, Satan said, set yourself free. I mean, no more of those thou shalt nots for you. I mean, don't let God tell you what you can eat and what you can't eat, what you can do and what you can't do, and how you can dress and how you can't dress, and how you can talk and how you can't talk. I mean, get yourself free. Don't you see how restricted you are in this garden? Letting God tell you what's right and what's wrong and what's best and what's worse for you. I mean, do you want to let Him run your life? Set yourself free. That's what you can gain. And that was the bait. All right? Don't let Him dictate your path. Don't let Him lay down any more laws for you. This is just the beginning. Now you can't touch the fruit. Pretty soon you won't be able to do this, and you won't be able to do that, and you can't go here, and you can't go there. I mean, and you can't build, and you can't buy. I mean, you're going to let this man run your life. Come on, Eve, set yourself free. And I'll tell you how you do it. You just disobey Him, showing your authority that you're not going to obey Him anymore. And you declare yourself to be God. That's all you have to do. And inform Him you're going to sit on your own throne. And you're going to take orders from no one. You know, I see a lot of this in children. Boy, the same attitude. They get together. They talk amongst each other, the kids. You know what they talk about? Boy, I'm going to get free of Mom and Dad. No more telling me what I can do when I can go to bed. Yes, sir, that little bait's still hanging right there. I'm going to be my own God. I'll decide when I go to bed. I'll decide what's best for me. I'll decide if my mouth needs washing out or not. I'll decide that. No? You know, this is one of the baits that Satan still uses with great success to get people to say no to the offer of salvation from Christ. The first thing when the Lord, and this would be another interesting sermon, what does the Lord use for bait to go out fishing for sinners? He said to the disciples, you be fishers of men. What's the bait that God uses to go fishing with? That'd be another whole series of sermons. All right. But anyway, Satan tells us immediately when the offer of salvation is made, you're going to lose your freedom. I mean, the greatest thing you have is your freedom. And if you accept Jesus Christ, you're going to bring yourself into bondage. You're going to have to start living under those old Ten Commandments again. You're going to have to start obeying those laws again. This you can't touch, and this you can't wear, and here you can't go, and this you can't buy. I mean, you want to get yourself all wrapped up in that kind of restrictive life? You're going to have to deny. He tells you, you're going to have to deny yourself and follow Him. You're going to lose your freedom. You're going to lose self-control of your destiny, and you're going to end up doing whatever He tells you to do. You're going to have to jump when He says jump. And you know, a lot of folks reject salvation because they say, I'm not ready to give up my freedom. Huh? He's still using that bait to get people into sin and to keep them out of salvation. Now, let's go back to our original introductory statement. What is he going to catch if he doesn't use any bait at all? We go back to when he fished for David. The bait he used was some romantic fantasies. And, you know, David bit and committed adultery. He caught old Balaam with the bait of bags of gold. He caught old Nebuchadnezzar with the bait of flattery. But what did he ever catch with no bait at all? An empty old hook. Ironically, he tried the baitless hook on Job. Now, Job's going to be a hard fish to catch. Job, the first chapter, verse 7, and the Lord said to Satan, where you come from? And Satan said, the Lord, I've been going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down the earth. In other words, I've been going fishing. I've been going fishing. Isn't it interesting how you can rephrase the Bible to make it clear? And the Lord said to Satan, Well, have you looked over in that pond over there at my little old fish called Job? Why, there's not another fish like him in the pond. He's a perfect little old fish, one that fears God, hates evil. And Satan answered and said, well, does he serve you for nothing? In other words, you're giving him all kind of benefit. Anybody would serve you if you would bless him like you would bless Job. I mean, you're giving him the red carpet treatment. And you put a hedge around him. I mean, you won't let anybody hurt him. You won't let anybody get to him. You haste him in on all four sides. You bless the work of his hand, and the substance of his land is increased. You put forth your hand now. In other words, you remove the hedge, and you let me at him. You let me go fishing, and he'll curse you to your face. You didn't get the connection. But he tells you right here what Satan uses to try to catch Job. Just a hook and just a line. What is the only thing the devil can catch with just a hook? He catches himself a batch of swears. You follow me. What do you tell Job? Tell God? He says, God, you let me at him. I won't use any bait, and I'll get him to curse. I'll get him to curse. God uses no bait. I mean, Satan uses no bait to catch himself a batch of profane people who swear the Lord's name. Uses no bait. You can walk on any school ground today. You can live across the street from a ballpark or go to one. You can work next door to people where you work. You can drive wherever you go. Have you ever heard in your life so much profanity? Have you ever heard so much swearing and cursing that you hear today? And you ask people, if you ever get up the nerve, why do you swear so much? And they say, I don't know. Now follow me. The four basic baits. Number one, it won't make you famous. Number two, it won't bring you any pleasure. Number three, it won't give you any power. Number four, there's nothing to be gained. I mean, there is no bait. There are no benefits offered to you. No privileges, no wages, no advantages. You're not offered anything to commit that sin. I mean, the devil pays you nothing. He throws in an old empty hook and whoop, he's got him a swear. And he didn't pay, give, offer, promise, or do nothing for you. He just said, throw it in, bite it. In other words, Satan gets man to sin for nothing. If I'm going to go to hell, at least I ought to get something. That's my attitude, you know. If I'm going to go to hell, I ought to get something for going there. But the swearer gets nothing. Zero. Plain goose egg. Nothing. No pleasure. No joy. No fame. No power. No benefit. Nothing. Nothing. And yet Satan has great success at fishing with nothing but a plain old hook. What's the hook? The hook is pain to the fish. The hook is the sign of trouble to fish. The hook is what gets you in trouble. It's what brings discomfort to you. Now all Satan has to do is throw in a little bit of trouble. The coffee, a little too hot. A little hook. The weather, just a little bit too damp. Just a little bit of trouble. And he's got himself folks that will swear all the way to traffic just a little bit too slow. Doesn't take a whole lot of trouble. A bush that's growing just a little bit too slow, or grass is growing just a little bit too fast. And we get out there with that little old hook and we begin to curse the whole yard. A lawnmower that won't start, the first crank, the least little old sign of trouble, and God's done hooked him a swear. A kid that doesn't hit the first strike that comes across the plate, a little bit of a problem. And Dad and some of the coach out there just swearing, jumping up and down. It does, you know, catching folks in sin and don't pay them a dime. It's ironic. Satan gets man to break one of God's commandments. One that God said he will not hold him guiltless to. And that God will make him pay dearly for. So easy. No bait. He offers nothing to get man to break that commandment. Father, this day may we take notice. At times even we, as your people, are enticed with this bait, as was Job. And Satan throws in a little bit of trouble. He causes our water to ripple just a little bit. He disturbs us just a little bit. And even we are tempted to let our mouths speak against God. May this not be a sin that Satan can get us to commit. May we see it's one that offers us absolutely no benefit at all. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.